All right, everybody out there, it's a Friday and you're crack-a-lackin' with the Toscano and Chang. Rock and roll vibration sensation. How's everybody doing out there? This is the old Chang, just rode in on my pony. And I didn't ride alone, I got everybody's favorite Italian cowboy right next to me. Hey, Toscano, what's crack-a-lackin'? Are you ready to rock and roll some souls?
Hey, Changsters, Gangsters, how are you, my friend? Oh, we're celebrating. We're doing our best to have a good time, especially because the year is about to end. And hopefully so will the COVID and everything in the color orange. Anyway, back to you, my good buddy Chang.
Hey, Toscano, we're going to have to break away to a couple of our commercials, our sponsors out there. But hey, we're going to kick off today with a great song, and it's going to get the old Chang bang. And this one, the first song of the evening we're going with is Planet Claire by the B-52s. You're rocking and rolling with Back to the 80s, Toscano and Jack. Feel the sensation, because we've got something for you all to lay down like a revelation.
You're listening to Back to the 80s.
I'm so scared. I wish I had a ham sandwich to calm my nerves. We gotta, find a place to hide. Where you going, fuzzy face?
Back to the 80s.
That's what I was afraid of. Come on, wait for me.
Take me back to the glory days. Back to the 80s. Oh, take me back, I wanna go. Back to the 80s. Take me back tonight. My pants are really tight. Whoa, the 80s were out of control. Back to the 80s.
You're listening to Back to the 80s. Toscano and Chang here. This is the radio show that brings back the nostalgic moments of that decade and brings them to a whole new generation. Merry Christmas to you, my friend. Merry Christmas to all 80s fans. It's Friday, December 25th, 2020. A lot to be thankful for in spite of all the challenges here in the U.S. and around the world. So thanks for listening today and every single Friday. We've got a great show. We've got special guests that are going to be talking about a very special project that includes the possibilities of a Sirius XM channel for Steve Perry. So stay tuned for that. Man, it's been a roller coaster since we started Back to the 80s radio back in May. And I'm floored when I think about the overwhelming response that people have had with the program and with our social media as well. We have grown so much. And I just, I can't thank you enough for being with me, but I can't thank the fans enough. Let's throw some shout-outs.
Now, Toscano and I have a very special surprise.
Many months ago, we asked everybody, if you can have a very special tape produced, you know, with your favorite songs, what would it be? And so we took some of those songs and we've added them to this special show. Now, granted, I do want to give you guys an important announcement, and that is that today's show is a special show. It's a special edition program because we're going to be adding music that can only be played through Spotify. So if you're listening through Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, iTunes, or any other streaming service, and you want to hear the music, then just make sure to follow the link to our show through Spotify so you can hear the music and just reminisce on the tunes of the 80s. So we're going to take some of the songs that you've requested to be a part of today's special show.
This is something that I've been looking very forward to doing once again, to let a little secret be known to our new listeners or some of our old listeners. When we were doing Toscano and Chang, it was a comedy show, tried to enlighten people, raw, edgy comedy, but we played great music. And I think that's one thing that I do miss, and I would love to bring back to the airwaves. A couple of guys that love music can create just a musical eargasm on top of the stupidity and the shenanigans we may pull along the way. Our listeners are going to find this captivating because we're going to hit you with every genre of rock and roll to pop to rhythm and blues to soul. You want some Luther Vandross? Hey, you're going to get some Luther Vandross. You want some Whitney Houston? We're going to slap you with Whitney Houston. We're going to slap you with B-52s, Metallica, Guns N' Roses. We're going to slap you with Dexy's Midnight Runner. We're going to slap you with INXS. Hit us on our Back to 80s page. Tell us what you want, and we will give it straight up, and we will have you dancing in the bathrooms.
Yeah, I want to take a moment right now, because it's a very special Christmas show, and I want to take a very special moment to give some shout-outs, especially for those that are listening in Southern California, throughout California, Washington, Ohio, Texas, Florida, New Jersey, Michigan, New York, everywhere in the United States. But even if you're listening to us from abroad, I want to mention some countries that really deserve a very special shout-out because their followers, the following is gaining ground in these particular countries. And one of them is in Germany. Germany is our second most listened to country. People from Bavaria, North Rhine-Westphalia, Hamburg, from Saxony, Lower Saxony, from Baden-Württemberg region, and Berlin. We're just very, very thankful for those people. We're grateful that those people take the time to listen to Back to the 80s.
I mean, we're in England, Austria. We are in Spain, Mexico,
Scotland, Wales.
We're in places that we may never even visit. They run out of time.
Way too many places
we can visit. We're in Australia.
I want to mention one thing. People from Mexico, if you're from Jalisco, Sonora, Querétaro, Estado de México, Baja California, Yucatán, Colima. Hey, I just sounded like one of those Mexican radio stations, huh?
Well, yeah, that's what.
Ay, arriba, arriba,
do,
estamos aquí, el Toscano y Chang, and Back to the 80s.
<That's>,
oh, my gosh. Also, big shout out to Japan. Everybody listening to us from Tokyo, Kanagawa, Aichi, Osaka, Niigata. Thank you for listening to Back to the 80s. It's because of you that we're doing this. Speaking of that, this is Back to the 80s.
We never stop. Never stop. Not even when it hurts.
Didn't hurt. Didn't hurt. Didn't hurt.
Non-stop unforgettable memories from the 80s.
Back to the 80s.
You're listening to Back to the 80s. Toscano and Chang here with you on Christmas Day 2020. Man, you know, Chang, I can't believe everything that has happened in 2020. And I know this is an 80s show, but my goodness, gosh dang it. And the rest, you can fill in those asterisks, the pound, the hashtags, the pound signs, and the dollar signs. Oh my gosh, 2020, get me out of here.
You know what 2020 replicates on Christmas? When you get that bad, crappy gift from a family member that you haven't seen or lived across the states, and they come over and they bring you this gift.
The worst gift possible.
The worst gift that anyone could get, and you have to open it that night because they're leaving the next day, so you're opening this piece of crap on Christmas Eve, and you open it up and you're like, what?
What is the worst gift you have ever received at any Christmas in the 80s?
I'll never forget, an aunt of mine got me a members only jacket.
And this was for Christmas?
Yes. And this was that kind of burgundy looking one.
Oh, yes. My dad had a few of those.
Now get this. Now the gift, it was like a vinyl paper. It was a beautiful package.
Right.
And the you open it up, you have the tissue paper was kind of a velvet red, so I thought, ooh, an expensive shirt. And I could make it look pretty cool because I'm a heavy metal guy. And I open it up, right, and I pull out this jacket, and I'm like, what? A members only jacket. I look over, right, at my mom, and I look like, hey, who is this broad? Doesn't she know who I am? And, you know, I had to pretend that I really liked it, and I ended up selling it at a yard sale, bro, for like $2.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I can picture you with a members-only jacket today.
You know what? If I wore a members-only jacket today, I would look probably like Hunter Thompson, but I'm not wearing a wig. I have hair like, like Tommy Chong.
That's right.
I probably smell like, and I usually smell like Tommy Chong, bro.
Yeah, I can tell you, I can attest to that. Yes, you do. Let me tell you the worst gift I've ever gotten in the 80s.
Yeah, now, what was that?
I was a teenager back in the 80s. So I remember we had this gift exchange some family thing, somebody, I don't even remember who, decided to give a 15-year-old a something from Princess House. Now, Princess House was the maker of crystal stuff. And she gave me like a little bowl, a very tiny like salsa bowl.
Yeah.
It was in a box that was just completely filled with dust on the top. The box was yellow, okay? You can tell that at one point that box was white and it turned yellow because it must have been under the bed or something. Inside, when I when I took out the little bowl, the bowl itself was used and put back in there. It was never washed. And they gave me a 15-year-old kid back in the 80s. And here's the kicker. Wrong. The box said Prince's House, but inside it was just a little glass jar, like what you'd get at the 99-cent store.
Man.
But used and yellow. I mean, the glass had turned yellow, brother.
Yeah. You know what, bro? I remember a gift that I got that really sucked really bad. When I was a kid, bro, and this was probably in the 70s, I got a replica of a G.I. Joe doll.
A replica? It had a funky little name, and the clothes were probably coming apart. The feet would come apart.
Oh, yeah. It was kind of made like a cheap Barbie doll. You know,
yes.
it was a sight for sore eyes. I remember I seen that, and that was like the first action figure that ever got blown up with firecrackers on the side of my house when I was a kid in the 70s, bro.
Jeez. I tell you, man, there's some people that don't know when to not give anything. I would have been happier.
Oh, yeah.
I would have been happier with remember back in the 80s, the $5 gift certificates from McDonald's? I would have been happy with that.
Oh, dude, those were great gifts.
Those are the greatest gift ever, especially for a teen.
Exactly. Just give me McDonald's cash.
Up ahead, we have two special guests that are going to be doing everything that they can to get singer-songwriter Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Steve Perry on Sirius XM Satellite Radio. So don't miss it.
Ever wish you could go back to the 80s with the crazy clothes and those wacky hairdos? Well, let Toscano and Chang transport you back in time, back to the 80s.
Joy to the world is ours. Hey, welcome back to the 80s. This is Chang from Toscano and Chang. How's everybody doing out there?
Did you just make up words to the famous Christmas song?
Yes, you like the way I did that?
You're going to get hit by lightning on that one.
I think that was pretty quick, pretty witty. And I'm sure our listeners abroad out there would probably the same thing. They're probably going, wow, that was pretty clever. He doesn't know the real words.
No, he doesn't.
What? He's like a fake Santa Claus at a store.
We are the one and only Back to the 80s. Thanks for joining us. Hey, I want to remind you guys that if you want to drop us a note or you want to maybe share something for the Chang or myself, or you even want to maybe share an idea for a future show, go ahead and send us a direct message to our Facebook page. And Chang, I think we also have a Patreon page, right, that people can join us?
I'm looking into my Christmas balls on my Christmas tree, and it says, yes, hit us on our Patreon page. Every little bit helps. I know right now times are tough, and it's not always in the best way for anybody to give, but if you can give, please give a little bit, because a little bit helps, and help us create the best musical show that we can for you to enjoy.
So we were talking about the worst gifts ever.
This show is a Changri in itself. Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Tonight, we don't even need to give Changris because it's a Changri throughout the show. Now, speaking of bad gifts, I got to tell you, I received, as a kid, I used to love action figures, but somebody thought it was I'm talking about maybe 1980, 1981, so it was very early.
I want to know your specific age so I could get into that mindset.
Oh, okay. Must have been 10 years old. And somebody decided it was a good idea to give me action figures that were presidents. I had an action figure of Ronald Reagan, believe it or not. He had a little suit, and you can change his suit, and you can dress him up as a cowboy as well. Yes, and you have one of Obama. And it's not even a bobblehead either.
No.
Apparently, my action figure came in a set. His companion was Donald Trump, believe it or not. A young Donald Trump. You mentioned Santa Claus. Do you remember the age that you stopped believing in Santa? Did you ever believe in Santa, or did your folks always tell you the truth?
You know what? When I was I'd say probably at the age of 8 was probably the last time I believed in the story of Santa Claus.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I grew up in a typical Mexican-style family, Chicano-style family, old school, you know what I mean? If anybody's familiar with the George Lopez show, when he was doing that sitcom, that's kind of like my family line. You know, every Christmas there was parties. Someone was drunk. A lot of dancing at all hours. Tamales, menudo, you know, the whole nine yards.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Everybody was pretty real. So everybody would pop off, you know, and there's no Santa Claus, pendejo, Santa Claus. Santa Claus don't pay the bills. I hope you like that. And if not, your mom could take it back tomorrow. It's yours. No sweat.
I think I stopped believing in Santa when I was around 8 as well. I remember that I was looking forward to Christmas, and under the tree was a gift that I had opened. We've celebrated Christmas like they do a lot in Europe as well, and also like they do in Argentina and in Mexico, where you open usually gifts at midnight. I didn't open gifts for some reason. I fell asleep. So the next morning, I opened this little gift, and it was a toolbox, right? And it came with real tools. Real tools. There was a little hammer. There was a little saw, and everything was real. I loved it. So I started using it that very next day, and I said, Santa Claus brought me this, you know, and I start using it, and I start hammering the tools that I had just gotten. So I'm ruining the tools that I had just gotten. And my dad sees this, and my dad says, hey, is that how you treat the stuff that I buy you? And I go, what? You mean there's no Santa Claus?
Yeah.
And my dad knew he had screwed up. And as a classic Italian, my dad goes, what's Santa Claus? What's Santa Claus? Your mom and your dad is Santa Claus.
You know what's funny? I caught on 1 year when my mom and dad bought me an electric football game. And that's that game, you know, that vibrates. Now, this is the 70s. And I saw it in the garage, bro.
Nice.
And then when Christmas came in the morning, it was wrapped there in Santa Claus paper with a big old, it's from Santa Claus. I claimed, bullshit! I saw that in the garage. What's Santa doing in the garage?
I decided, you know what, when I get older, I'm not going to lie to my kids. I'll teach them about Santa Claus and the story, but I'm not going to tell them that he's real because it's only going to let them down. And because I felt so bummed out that fantasy that I had created in my head, or that was created for me, that it was all a lie.
Yeah.
It was a shock. And I was going like, what the heck, mom and dad? How could you do this to me?
Now, your boys still believe in Santa Claus, right? Because they're not listening to
They do not. My kids are 15 and 17, and they have never believed in Santa Claus. They know the story. And they know some of the stuff, but they say, you know what? They always tell me, Dad, seriously, how can parents be so cruel and build this fake world? And then the parents don't tell the kids, you know what? Santa Claus isn't real. Kids find out on their own, which is even worse because then they say, you know what? My parents, who I looked up to all my life, who were the ones that taught me never lie, who were the ones that taught me, you know, always be truthful and honest. They were the worst liars of all.
Yeah, man. Now, in the Chang household, me and my wife, we portrayed Santa Claus to the T, you know. Now, we had four girls. Three of them were a year apart, and then the baby came later. You know, Jennifer came later. So our girls, we had them fooled, you know, but sometimes they would wake up in the middle of the night with me and my old lady are wrapping presents or putting stuff together, you know, trying to pass it off for Santa. So we would do that, you know, for years. And they grow up, you know, finally realizing it was a joke, you know what I mean? They would make jokes. Everybody in the family in the households was a jokester. So they started making jokes. And I'll never forget, they broke the youngest daughter's heart when they were making jokes at the dinner table. Santa Claus. There is no Santa Claus. Santa Claus is mom and dad drinking alcohol and building toys, Jennifer. It's like that, you know, the cruel reality of there is no Santa Claus bears us all. Merry Christmas to all. I'm going to go out and go on a limb, and we're going to give you something that says Christmas, just like Christmas was said back in the 80s. Here is everybody's favorite, Billy Squire, with Christmas is the Time to Say I Love You, right here with Toscano with Chang and Back to the 80s.
You're listening to Back to the 80s.
Back to the 80s radio. That was Christmas is the Time to Say I Love You by Billy Squire. Not too many people know that song, Chang.
You know what? Not too many people remember Billy Squire. Billy Squire.
I like that. Many people know the song. You know what? Not too many people know who's the singer.
As a matter of fact, I think we're just reminding people that there was an actual Billy Squire in the 1980s that not only created that song, but the Great Masturbation song, which was like, what? This dude's out of his mind, and then he's wearing a pink blazer. Billy Squire got kind of crazy back in the 80s when video came out. I remember that one time he was rolling around on the floor with like a netted blouse. And I was like, whoa, bro.
He had a few singles that were big hits. You Should Be High in Love and The Big Heat. That was from 1980. In the Dark, Lonely is the Night, My Kind of Lover, Everybody Wants You, Motions in Motion. And
don't forget Stroke Me, Baby.
He had some interesting songs there from 1980 all the way to 1989. And then he went, of course, to 1993 and stuff like that with only 9 albums, believe it or not.
I would probably like to see what Billy Squire would create nowadays if he came back out on maybe some type of a tour with somebody else from the 80s. Who would you like to see Billy Squire do a quick show with nostalgically? How about Tommy Two Tone?
How about The Cure?
Oh, that would mix The Cure.
You know, I've got some Cure music for you. I've got some Cure music for you. Just for that.
That's good, because that's not the kind of Cure I'm looking for. But right here, you can get anything you want at Back to the 80s.
Yeah, that's right. Here's The Cure with Boys Don't Cry. Back to the 80s.
This
we'll be right back.
Cry.
This one cries.
Boys cry.
Oh, my God.
Hey, some of you remember the 80s vibe, right? Well, it lives loud and proud on Back to the 80s with my pals Toscano and Chang.
No disrespect to any fan of The Cure, but that's not my cup of coffee.
What are you going to do? You know what? I love The Cure. I told you, it was my first concert ever at the Los Angeles Forum.
Wow.
Yeah.
I've seen many great concerts and basketball games at the Forum, but The Cure, I have to tell you, I think I missed that because I wanted to.
You hater.
Every time I see the guy from The Cure, the movie Saw pops into my head, and I don't understand. I want to see the guy.
You mean the guy
Cure.
Riding the little puppet? The little puppet riding the tricycle?
I want to see Michael Smith.
Robert Smith.
Cure concert. Whatever. I want to see that guy ride out on a tricycle, and I want to be there with you. The only reason I would ever go to that concert is to see your face when he actually rides out on a tricycle.
That's hilarious. That's hilarious. We're talking about the worst gifts ever received back in the 80s.
Right.
Let's get into some of the better gifts. What were some of the gifts that you said, oh, man, I enjoyed that gift so much?
It wouldn't be a Cure cassette. That's what
I was going to say.
Right.
I was going to say, was it a Cure album?
Oh, man. Let's see. One of the best gifts I ever got in the 80s was a bong. Yeah.
You know, how come that does not surprise me at all, Chang?
Yeah. One of my best buddies that I grew up right there in my neighborhood gave me a bong. And, man, we shared that bong all the way through life itself. As a matter of fact, I still hold ownership to that bong, but I don't use it anymore. It's just something that I have that I decorate my bar with. It's a little part of the old me that goes with me everywhere I go.
You know, you truly are the embodiment of the offspring of Cheech and Chong.
Yes, thank you very much. That's if you get the chain.
I can't remember. I think the best gift I got back in the 80s was, of course, my first bike, my first BMX bike. In love with it, man. I went everywhere on my bike, as teenagers usually did back then.
Dude, BMX was a badass bike back in the 80s, man. It was a step up from Schwinn.
Oh, this is the one and only Back to the 80s radio. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, there's more madness here with Toscano and Chang. Don't go away. Merry Christmas.
Hey, if you listen to rock and roll radio in the 80s, then listen to this. Toscano and Chang, they will transport you back in time, back to the 80s.
You're listening to a special edition of Back to the 80s. Chang, before the break, we told everybody that we were going to have two special guests, and that we do, my brother. They're doing everything they can to get singer-songwriter, rock and roll Hall of Famer, your friend and mine, Steve Perry, on SiriusXM Satellite Radio with his own channel. Can you believe it?
You know what? Nowadays, I can believe just about anything that anybody will do in the music era, because everybody right now needs a little bit of unity. They need a little bit of peace of mind. People need to get their mind up of all the tragedy and crap going on.
Yeah. Now, remember, you're not going to be a hater today, because I love Steve Perry. And I know you do, too, brother.
No, I'm not going to hate, because I noticed you're wearing a shirt that has Steve Perry on duct tape on the back of your shirt that says, I love Steve.
Yes,
and that's
absolutely.
Okay with you. And I'm very okay with that.
As you all know, SiriusXM has a bunch of channels dedicated to certain artists, such as Elvis, the Beatles, the E Street Band with Bruce Springsteen, U2, the Grateful Dead, Ozzy's Boneyard, the Covers channel, believe it or not, and a bunch of others. Now, a great group of people are now on board for a very special project, and that would be the Steve Perry Classic Journey SiriusXM station. And with us today is Karen Riley, who is the team leader for the petition project, and project manager Davita Williams, who say that their mission is to come together as one and act harmoniously as they promote Steve Perry's music and legacy. Karen and Davita, welcome to Back to the 80s Radio. And thank you. Thank you, gals, for taking the time to share this awesome project with all 80s fans.
Well, thank you for having us. We really appreciate this. And
yes,
we're honored to be part of your first program to feature music.
Very excited about it. Yes.
Very excited, yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you, ladies. It's great to have you both.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah and a previous Happy New Year.
Thank you so much. We are
definitely hoping that the new 2021 year will be, that we will be in a different world, literally. Just that the challenging times will be behind us. Ladies, Steve Perry, just to let you know, is one of my favorite singers in all the world. He's touched so many lives with his lyrics and with his unmistakable voice. How did you two meet, and how did this idea come into fruition? How did it come to be?
Well, we came to meet through a group called the Steve Perry Legacy Group. And I'm with the owner of the group, and her name is Patricia. And so we were part of another group at one point in time. And we helped to make that group, that previous group, a positive platform that would help to elevate the music. So we came up with a mission statement that we focused on, like you had previously mentioned. And so we were part of that group. At that time, Karen wasn't a part of that previous one. But when we started this one, the Steve Perry Legacy Group, Karen was one of the first to join us. So that's how we met.
What are some of the emotions that arise from listening to Steve Perry songs? Mm-hmm. And does it require special counseling from the love-hate doctors here on Back to the 80s?
For me, it's so cool. I mean, his music touches my heart, my soul. And when I'm happy, I listen to him. When I'm, sad, I listen to him. There's so much soulful emotion. That's how I look at it, in his music. It touches you.
And for me, it does touch my heart and touches really my spirit. He has a really soulful way of singing those songs in the vernacular of the R&B, the great R&B artist. Immediately, I remember him I didn't know who he was, but back in the 80s when Weird the World came along.
Yes. It's funny because I was about to mention that.
Yeah. I knew everybody in that crowd, but I didn't know his name. His voice stuck out. Wow. No. Cindy Lauper and Tina Turner and James Ingram. I knew all of them. And then it was like, who's that guy with the big nose, but who can really sing?
Right.
So I really didn't know who that was. I wasn't exposed to that kind of music at that age, but his voice stood out. I love Michael Jackson, hands down, Tina Turner, Cindy Lauper, Huey Lewis. I knew them all by name. I just didn't know who he was. But his was the favorite part because we sang that song when we graduated junior high school.
And oh, the We Are the World song.
We Are the World.
Yeah.
And that was the that section that he sang was a section I was me and my grade class was assigned to sing.
That's pretty cool.
And Chang, what about you? What kind of emotions does that stir up in you, Chang?
That stirred up is like, wow, there must be a lot of hairspray smell in that room about right now. My God, how do so many people fit in one room with 500 egos on top of it? Incredible. Now, ladies, I have a question. What is your favorite Journey or Steve Perry solo song? I address the question to both of you.
Number one would be Sandcastle, and this is Journey. And that's off of their Dream After Dream album. It was brilliant.
Yeah.
And that was a soundtrack to the unreleased Dream After Dream Japanese import movie. It was brilliant because it sounded like Philly International.
Yeah.
Meets Pink Floyd. And I got a chance to tell Steve about that. And number two, Faithfully.
Okay.
Three,
yeah.
Separate Ways.
Oh, excellent choices. Separate. Excellent choices.
And that was the B-side, I believe, of O'Sherry.
What's involved in getting an artist on Sirius XM? Karen, it seems like it's not an easy task.
No, it's a lot of work. I'll tell you, we started a year ago, and we sent a press statement out to everybody, you know, to all the radio stations, anybody that we could, to let them know that we were doing this. And we really didn't get a good response, which was kind of disappointing.
Really?
But one of the biggest things we found out was we started going to other fan groups other than Legacy. And we started reaching out. And I started doing like a challenge for them to like get people to sign the petition. And then I would do a shout out at the end of the week. And I did a PowerPoint with a shout out with all their names, and they seemed to love it. We really started to roll, you know, to get, you know, the signatures.
I commend you ladies for doing that. So many people out there that are not in touch or not aware of the artist's music. Mm-hmm. And we need true fans that have the gall and are going to go through the proper channels to get that music exposed to them. Because when you break it all down, music and comedy are the only two things that unify people in a positive manner, other than having sex. But even that turns into
bad.
I love the 80s. That's what I was raised in. And, you know, we Legacy really has a passion. You know, and we do things right. We're professional. We just don't, you know, we have a lot of rules that we go by, but we do things right. And I come from a very professional background. I'm retired now, but I'm using all my skills that I, you know, went to school for and did and in the business world. And I'm using them now with Legacy and DaVita. And it's exciting. I mean, it is exciting because we love Steve Perry and we love Classic Journey and we want this channel.
Do you guys have a certain date that you say, okay, well, if it's not on by such and such date, that's it? Or does Sirius XM say,
we're never giving up?
So it can continue.
Don't stop believing all the way.
And
never.
Okay, well, that answers my question. And so far from people, from all the comments or calls or emails, what's the reception for the petition been like so far for you gals?
Could I read some of the comments, just a few that, you know, they left on the petition?
By all means.
Steve Perry has a true inspiration to all his fans. We can never get enough of hearing him or his voice. And one person said, I am so surprised that Steve Perry, the voice, has not got a SiriusXM channel.
True.
And I mean, we're, you know, I have no words. I'm going, this will be the last one. I don't want to read them all, but
yeah.
I have really no words to express how much we need Steve Perry's voice and Perry and Journey music in this crazy 2020 and beyond world.
Mm-hmm.
That speaks to it.
That speaks volumes. And I have to also say that we have international fans really behind.
Yes.
We have fans that in Japan, Philippines,
yes.
Portugal,
yes.
The Azores, where his immediate family is from, Australia,
right.
South America, Germany, UK, Turkey, South Africa. They've all signed this and they're sharing this. So they're behind.
Oh, that's fantastic.
We're just trying to amp the awareness for the U.S. Audience.
We're joined here by Karen Riley and Davita Williams. Has 2020 been challenging for the petition, or has it given it a boost like it's given a boost to podcasters?
Well, I think it's up and down. You know, lately we're booming now. And thank you guys for putting us on, because this is what we need. We need to get out there, and this is what we want, to get out there and get the word out there. But I think 2020, there's more people at home, more listening, and more willing and more time to be able to go and share this petition with others.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it's kind of helped them, you know.
You know what I noticed? There's a lot more nostalgia now. There's a lot more reminiscing.
Yeah.
People sitting around going, you know what? I want to go back to, you know, the 80s or 70s or whatever they were from.
Yes.
Whatever their most meaningful years were. Because we know that there were years that you know, we were happy. Not everything was great, and we understand that.
Right.
But we did have a great time.
You know what I'm noticing, ladies and Tusky? We are kind of becoming almost like that David Bowie song, The Young American.
Yes.
I think we're falling into the brink of that now that our generations are becoming the wiser generations, the leaders of generations, the principals, the professors, the surgeons, the lawyers, the politicians. So I think with the change of tides, with the age that we bring a new flavor of youth, of hope, adoration, wise but fun.
Right.
We're more open and prone to have discussions and get things done, no matter what somebody's ethnicity or social status is.
Yes.
So I think that is a very powerful in itself, and it's what these ladies have, and I think by them reaching out and us reaching out and them going into the networks like this, it's going to be received a lot better, and it will be accepted, because we are the generation calling the shots, and I say that, and that's all across the board.
Once the channel goes up, what is your involvement going to be? Are you still going to be doing something with the channel, or you go on to the next thing?
Well, we're going to go on to the next thing, unless, you know, SiriusXM says, hey, would you like to be a part of it? But we have no idea about that.
That's right.
We're going to be heavily involved in our group. I know that for me, and Karen, of course, because she's like our right-hand person as a team leader. You know, whatever they want to, you know, say.
Sure. And Karen, what about you? Are you going to try to continue or do something else? Or what's your next big venture?
You know what the big venture is? To get and maintain that legacy for Steve Perry.
Yeah.
To me, and legacy, that's what we're about.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the most important thing. Whatever is next, because here's how I feel about the 80s music is, it was great. I love it. I love your station, because I now listen to it, and I love all that music. And it's important for the people, the young people coming up, to hear this music and to save this music for them to hear.
Right.
Because, I mean, this is the good music. I don't want to say bad things about what's going on today with the music world, but you know what? The 80s, we have it. You know, we did it, and it's super. And we want that legacy of that music to continue for generations and generations.
You know, that's the motto of our show. It's right. We're introducing the 80s to a whole new generation.
Yes.
And but with our show, for example, it's everything, whether it be good or bad. We want we want the new generation to know what we went through, not just what our parents told us about it or what our, you know, whoever, you know, said something about it. We want to give the younger audience a chance to find out what it was all about. And that was you beat me to the punch, because our next question was going to be, what does 80s music mean to you?
I love it. I'm a dancer, and and so is DeVita. We love to dance. Our whole life, we have something in common. We've danced our lives. Mm-hmm. And she, you know, from a little girl, my brother had a rock band. He played in our house. He practiced. All I know is rock music and dancing and DeVita's the same way. And that music, we live for that music.
If you could go back to the 80s to save one of your favorite items back then, whatever it was, what would you bring with you?
I would probably bring my albums from the music that I had, like, a whole thing of albums of different music, especially Journey. And I bring all that because that was something that's left behind.
Yeah.
The vinyl albums.
Vinyl. There's nothing like good old vinyl.
That's right.
What about you, DeVita?
Same thing. I have my vinyl albums too.
Yep.
So I was thinking something else, but I was like, when she brought that up, I said, no, she's right. Because I keep those close to
there's nothing like that.
I definitely would take cassettes and my boombox and a number two pencil so I can tighten up the heads on my cassette so I can rock and roll all through the night.
And don't forget don't forget a
Q-tip
with some alcohol to clean the heads on your tape recorder.
That's right.
What we're going to do is we're going to put that petition on our Back to the 80s Facebook page. Our Twitter page as well, and
thank you.
And on our Instagram. But we're definitely going to put that petition on our social media.
So I'm having a heck of a time trying to get logged back into my MySpace. I don't know what's going on.
I didn't even know there was MySpace anymore.
You know, I don't know. I think there is. I heard that this past week.
I said there is. Yeah.
Yeah, I think there is still people with their MySpace accounts.
Really?
Oh,
yeah.
My.
Yeah.
Wow.
My beeper sits at my nightstand, and no one has beat me since 1987.
Oh, my word.
Karen and DeVita, it's been great having you both on Back to the 80s.
You
guys must both be on with us again, and I hope that we can all get to hear the Steve Perry channel because of awesome people, hardworking people such as yourselves. That's
Thank
how you,
you
get
so much.
Things done. And so I really appreciate it because I'm going to love it.
I want both of yours favorite Journey song.
I love Faithfully. I love that song.
And Livin' DeVita Williams, what's your
favorite? Oh, no. Okay. I said Sandcastles.
Right on.
Well, I'll tell you what. This is Back to the 80s. Here's the great Steve Perry with Journey, Stone in Love on Back to the 80s Radio.
If you can't wear a spandex jumpsuit, what can you do? This is
Back to the 80s.
All right, we are back at Back to the 80s, and you are gathered by the lovely Toscano and Chang. How's everybody doing out there? Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, ho, 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 ho. Joy to the world.
Hey, by the way, Chang, you know, we were talking about the least favorite gifts, but that we still enjoyed them, and I got that pair of tube socks. Well, guess what?
Yes, I'm waiting for your answer.
I'm still wearing those tube socks right now.
Oh, man. That's amazing that they still fit you when you got them when you were 11. That is amazing.
Well, of course they fit me. They were for a grown man, and he gave it to me.
Now that is, you could have worn them like they were leg warmers. What the?
I did. They went up all the way to my crotch almost back then.
Son of a biscuit, man. That beats all the gifts. That's some good stuff right there.
Yeah,
I would love to see a picture.
That's okay.
With your Christmas gift.
I still got the page from the Herald Examiner too.
That's good because that newspaper went bankrupt.
I'm waiting for somebody who I don't like to give him that same pair of socks, wrap them up in that same paper, and pass it along. Let me take a couple seconds here to say something serious, on a serious note, before we let you guys go. And that's this, Chang. Nobody knew what 2020 was going to bring in. Nobody.
No.
Personally, we've lost some family members. I know that you've lost some friends, and it's been a tough ride for everybody. Everybody listening. So much going on here in the United States with politics. So many people, in spite of all the death, the sickness, the illness going on around us, the tragedies, we still have people backbiting each other. We still have people fighting each other, wanting to put another human being down because they believe in a specific leader of the country or because the other one believes in another leader of the country. And you know what? I'm frankly disgusted. I'm disgusted by the way our human nature is. I thought to myself, I'm so happy. I'm so glad that we're doing Back to the 80s because this is a little bit of a relief. This is a little bit of an escape for you and for me and for anybody listening to where we can present another side of the coin. We can present the other side of human nature, which is a kinder side, which is a side of human nature where we used to care. It was an era that we used to care so much for each other. Problems arose, and as a young teen, and even as a child, if you were back then, we didn't know what problems our parents faced. We didn't know about the economy. We didn't know the problems in politics. And you know what? We didn't care. We were the happiest kids on earth back then. And if we can take this time from our program, during our program, to bring a smile to your face, it's all worth it, brother. And I could not be doing this program if I didn't have my best bud with me. And to all of you who are listening, the Chang has been with me since day one, since we were at the Academy of Radio and Television in Los Angeles. You know, there's nobody on earth that I'd rather do this program with. So I appreciate you, brother, and I wish you not only a Merry Christmas, but I wish you the best New Year, as I wish everybody that's listening the best New Year possible. Thank you, guys. Thank you, guys, for making Back to the 80s what it is. And I look forward to doing so much more because we have so much more on Back to the 80s. I am Toscano, and I'm wishing you a grand Christmas. And let next year be way better than this one. Remember to do what you're supposed to do. Call somebody, tell them you love them, and do your best to be part of a solution and not the problem. Thank you for listening to Back to the 80s. And thank you for being a part of a generation that had the greatest music of all time. Toscano saying goodbye to you. And we'll see you next year.
I want to wish you all a very Merry Christmas, a Happy Hanukkah, and a very Happy New Year. I know it's tough right now. I know there's a lot of things we can't go out there and do like we did before. Don't let that get you down. Remember, I bring you all the best wishes. Enjoy yourself as best as you can. Get a hold of your loved ones that you can't sit there personally with. Get a hold of them by social media. Call them on the phone. There's no reason just because you're not in the same room, you can't be in the same vibe. Love somebody better than you can love yourself. Go out there and stand up for something bigger than yourself. And remember, don't let this get you down. I know exactly how you feel. This will be me and my Mrs. Chang's first Christmas away from our children, our grandchildren. But remember, hope is always the guiding rope that is going to get us to tomorrow. So from the Chang, with all of my love in my heart, I bid you all in adios, arrivederci. Hasta la vista. And to all my homies of the barrio and abroad, a sincere orale. Merry Christmas. Feliz Navidad. See you next year, homies. Take me back to the glory days.